Hare Krishna. We can't breathe twice in the same body. Now, we often identify ourselves with our body. We think that I am the body. But the fundamentals of spiritual life begin with understanding that our identity is beyond the body. We are at our core souls. And as souls, we are not only different from the body, actually the body is itself different at every moment. So first is to distance ourselves from matter, and then to distance ourselves from the present state of matter, understanding that the present state is different from the past state and is different from the future state. So actually when Krishna talks about this material nature in Bhagavad Gita 8 chapter 4th verse, he defines it as Adibhutam Kshara Bhava Purushaschadi Daivayam Daivatam Adhiyagyam Aham Evatra Dehe Dehabhritamvara. So Arjuna has asked some questions in 8.1 and 2, and Krishna answered those questions in 8.3, 4, and also in 5, 6, 7, 8 verses of the 8th chapter. So he answers some of the questions. Four questions he answers in the four lines of this verse. So Adibhutam Kshara Bhavaha. So, Adibhuta, the material nature around us that we see, the nature of matter is flux, is change. So, Adibhutam Kshara Bhavaha. That means that the matter around us is constantly changing. If we look at it from the point of view of biology, we understand that the cells in the body are constantly changing. Old cells are dying out, young cells are aging, and new cells are being born and they are replacing the old cells that are dying out. So the body is in a constant state of flux. But because this flux happens at a rate that is not perceivable with our senses, so that's why we don't sense it. And that's why we feel that we are having the same body. But if we could actually have the scale of observation, which say under a microscope, or we could see at a different level, we will see that the body is changing constantly. And this changeability of the body can help us become detached from the body. You know, if we see, what I think of as the body is simply a conglomeration of chemicals, and the chemicals are constantly changing. So I am not in this body. I am different from this body. Why am I so attached to this body? So actually, we can't even breathe twice in the same body. That does not mean that within a breath we have to leave the body. It may also happen that I am breathing right now and I may get a heart attack and I may die. And I may not be able to take my next breath. Nishvase nahi vishwas kadaruddho bhavishyati. Great Gita commentator Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he writes that Nishvase nahi vishwas, that when we take one breath, there is no guarantee that the breath that we have taken in, we will be able to take out. Life is so uncertain, death can come at any moment. That is true, of course, and that is also one reason for being detached. We are not sure whether we will be able to take the next breath in our body. But the point is that the next breath when we take, in that one breath, the body has changed. And what we are so strongly identify with as me or as mine, actually that itself is constantly changing. And to the extent we seek a shelter in this changing body, to the extent we seek pleasure in this changing body, to that extent we set ourselves up for frustration. When we redirect our heart instead to the Supreme Lord, who is eternal, eternally unchanging, whose love for us is eternal and brings us eternal fulfillment, then when we understand Him and redirect our love for Him, then we can find lasting happiness. Then irrespective of whether the body is changing, at what pace the body is changing, how the body is changing, whether the body itself gets destroyed, it doesn't matter, because our soul will be redirected towards Krishna, and we will, in our connectedness with Krishna, experience the supreme peace and the supreme fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.